And we are tape 14. And you were at in the Ruhr, I think, Tom. Americans, yeah. Okay.
Which knew the overhound means I think it's about the relentless hours of the couple of should be. I've been bombed, of course, and the French were wanted to introduce her. So what were the time of two calls from the Americans there? And we had to call the police, Oberhausen, Dinsdorf, and Osterkamp, over the canal, so these were kind of joined together. The time headquarters was at a place called Wolfsburg in Duisburg. So therefore, the telephone lines were used, like 12 miles apart, which were used. We used the post stamp of the course, the post office, and we used the telephone line there, which went down into Belgium also. Now, that is the one that I was on the main one there. The family headquarters and the exchange, as I said, at Wolfsburg, came down and it came to this exchange where I was, which was down to Belgium, or through the compass to another exchange that was underground, about 300 yards away, which was a Gestapo board. The lights and sockets were still as big as that there, but the post was 2 yards wide, 4 feet high, and it held program numbers. Mm-hmm. Now, when they called the compass from that, the operator would put the jack into it and said, light up, and he would ring it, but press the CS switch and it rung whoever he was ringing the compass, but they would answer and you'd hear it. You'd tell them, and then it put it off, and you could not listen to any conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm at, and I said, at the post stamp, overlooking the railway station and the hotel, and the rest of it, headquarters is just on my way at this point. So, while we're there, we also had to blow the alarm, sound the alarm, the railway alarm.
Yeah.
And when you did that, the door dropped me off the streets.
Mm.
It's perfect, you know, the time it was. And if it wasn't, we were arrested and we went in the clink.
Mm.
So, at this time, I was still with deep in me. Because they'd come to stay there, you know.
Yeah.
So while I was there, the clerk came along and said, the major wants you. So he said, you have to report to regiment headquarters, Britain headquarters at Wolfsburg. He said, so it's a reward, you better get, you know, dressed up now. So I did as I was told, and got in and the two up to there, and I presented the commendation from the brigadier for this, you know, that's all about that.
For which one, Tom?
A brigadier. What it stated on the commendation was, I just read, it was, long standing service in the field, stints on the fire, by example of working to duty in Northwest Europe. That's all about it.
A general thing for the whole period.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I came back with that, and it was sent off to me. Well, we're ready. But we haven't made enough together.
Mm.
So John Wayne said, "Very nice. You're in the middle of the MN." I said, "You know, you come up with a nappy pack." We used to say, "All soldiers."
Yeah.
It was. Mm. You pay for it. Your name there. You got it.
Mm.
My great friend, as I told you about him, he lost his life trying to save lives. It weren't much good to his wife, but he should have had it, didn't it? So it's just a look at the draw.
Walter Eastwood?
That's him. Anyhow, all that came through, I had to lead D Company, Major Duffield, John, of course.
Hmm.
Oh, there you go. And so I went and joined back to me. Now, I was in Hochhausen, and the new village were underneath where the CFD was.
Yeah.
So we were up and all.
The exchange with the plugs. Yeah.
But the bedroom under there.
Yeah.
So while it was under there, the CEO, Lieutenant Colonel Allen, DSO and more, he come down and wanted to inspect kit inspection. So, I remember no problem. And when you did even then days, these lights were always so the dad remembered 77, 14, 6, exactly 15, and I can, you know, what we said, also in Mecca. Jews were there, they had identity polish, their rifles were clean, the bolt had to be out of your rifle, the vest needed was spotted, the shirts had to be there, your socks had to be there, and your spare suit. You had your best suit on. So it, he knew me, because I'd be having a radio operation. And he comes down, he's going up down the bed, so he comes for the night. Picks me a cable to go. And he said he was really saturated.
Yeah.
Just looked at him and put it down. So then he gets on the pantry and says, let's near it. The pantry and he said, there's a cigarette burning. I said, no, sir, it's a bullet hole.
That's in your trousers?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can remember when you said your trousers were flapping.
That's right. That's
And the bullets were going through.
Yeah. Yeah,
and somebody behind you
got
in the legs. Yeah. Where the Hungarians, I think, were shooting high.
And but it had been really well, it wasn't the hole, it had been bound. But it had been done with thread. So then he took that and he looked at the socks had been exactly done the same, really green. Really. Looked on the rest in and looked at excuse all further use, he said. All further kit inspection. So I went out on the way. Then we had the platinization had not been lifted, you know. But if we're going to talk, we must be honest and talk.
Yeah.
And a great friend of mine who come through Eden when we come back at old Johnny Lamper, with us. So, but before that, with this Travis food, got out of the river Alley. Only people were safe and they were all drowned.
In the boat of 16 or something.
He was with Deacon, they were great friends. So we went out and we met these young girls, of course, who used to go to the house, this was a thing, you know. But I met one and they loved them, and they smashed it.
Yeah.
You know, what they could, they couldn't have all known. And the sword got tied on, they lifted it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work anyway, it's not in my case with that. Nothing wrong with it. Smashes the earth, and then the earth, of course, was on the pantry, wasn't it?
Oh, what, with the darning?
Oh, yeah.
The quality darning?
Bang on, but, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't know how
to cook. He thought you'd done it.
So, I went in there till I moved back up to the woods work. Anyhow, not all the road, by the way. Then they removed us out of the wall. So we're all there, going back one night, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And we weren't on the route in the exchange, and John Lennon and me, on the left. But the girl I knew, she was called Anna Marie Kruger. And Johnny's were called Eric Lamar. Anyhow, we come along, and where they came along, the Ulster Strasse, down, till we came to Eric Kandik Strasse, where the bake house, just getting down this road, right on this corner, and there's a patrol coming on, so we stopped still. I had the nice neck percent shoes on, so I don't have any boots on. Come. Oh, it was there. So we started to go back in now. You're not going to move anymore, we'll shoot you. They would have. So we stopped where we were. So they came up to us. But oh, singers in the line. Now that really only said there's something to us.
Yeah.
They said, and who? They said, well, I said, oh, in the line. Well, we're just going to go to his bakery, if there's any bread or something, whatever. Oh, it's all right, that's all right. So I went on the way. So when we get into where the barracks was, where this underground exchange is, we all went to be in this special room. So we had to come down the stone steps. As you go down the stone steps, the passage there, to the right, inside, is where the exchange was. But you just turn left, round the corner, and you went down passage, and that's where the bedroom was. So we just turned around there, and this boy shouts, "No, I've got you, I've got you." So what we'd actually done, I forgot, was I kept my shoes on. No, I don't know, they're not. And Johnny took his shoes and tiptoed down in his stocking feet. But the bugger heard us, you see, just like me, that he grew up with him, he was in his room at the end. Then he got here, he said, "If we walk down this passage, I'm going to get him coming in." He only told the country to say, don't believe a single song. Oh, I won't have anything yet. So he said, when he got you now, well, he said, I'll put a book, I said, new book, of course, I said, and I'll tell you about the Mr. Mount upstairs in the post stamp with the German girl with bloody face.
Because he'd been at some of the frets, as they call it, yeah.
So, anyhow, in the morning come, the lad's waking up with this lot. So, Johnny Lund and me, we want to come out after stiff toes and bloody pussy.
Which one were you, Tom?
I don't know.
We'll hope you were tipped out.
It's all right, he's going to record it too. Yeah. Yeah. So, we go from there, they moved us from there, and we went into the jail. We got the jail underneath where, when they're on, it's curfew, they come in the jail. And they used to come and clean up the room for you and that. So, this night I was on the exchange end, on this main one that went down into Bolton, overlooking the square. And Johnny Long and Nelly Long decided one for the tea, for them for the canteen, and I watched them for quiet. It was a PBX. I sat on the screen, I wasn't watching it. The film, it rang the exchange, so exchange speaking. This indeed company. I want to speak to sanitation corporal. I said, right, one moment, please. So I put it right through to from through to this word. Exchange answer. Exchange speaking, sir. One moment, please.
That's the same accent that we heard earlier, isn't it?
That's right, don't you? Yeah. Frank Elliot. A bit of a titter. Made you laugh after what we've been through. Just all the evening. So he came back, we can't find him, but when we find him, we'll get him to ring you. So the phone went down. Never end of that. So, 20 minutes after, call came from Wolfsburg to me. There's a call from the adjutant for OCD company, Benji Filker. Sent me, yeah, I'll put it. So I rang him this exchange, you know, I told him he can't supervise it. I said, go for the company from the adjutant. So that's me finished. So he rang the company, phone picked up. They had the shit out of corporal. Bang, pause. No, it's a bloody adjutant. Crash, one phone went down. This guy on the exchange guy, I'll hang on a bit nearer. So then, have you finished, please? That's who he's saying. No, I bloody haven't finished, he said. Who's that? I said, it's nearly. And I know him, he is. He's the one that came through, he'd been the MP officer. And he laughed himself. So I tried again, but no answer from the leaker. Not the flaming answer to him. But he wanted to speak to him, but then we found out for him that Captain Coker had gone to the riding stables. So that was the end of that. So then, a bit later, next time we're on duty again, this call came through. I don't know what it was, they wanted headquarters. Exchange speaking, sir. One moment, please. Well, you know, all in and all in what we've been, I couldn't stand, just cracked out, you know. And this boy said, who's that? And I said, it's Mary. And it was John Bennett, sir. And he cracked out laughing himself, you know. The very droll voice, you know. And he's calling me not, that's what you mean. What are you laughing at? So, anyhow, from there, I was told, we were called back to the Wolfsburg. So when I told John, he said, I left you early, didn't you tell me? You know, in Oberhausen. But was only there a matter of a few days. You're on leave to England.
All right.
So it was beginning, it was August.
Yeah.
Got me money from the RQMS again, Avondock. All right, nearly. £40 then it was. Well, it was in Germany, Dutch, whatever it was. And I changed and we got to Cali. So off we went. And when we got to Cali and we changed the money, it was announced the DJ Day, the water condition in Japan.
All right.
So that would be a day to drop bombs, wouldn't it?
About that time, because they dropped two bombs there, Tom, didn't they?
We know about them. We got to know all about these bombs dropping.
Right.
And then after this,
yeah.
So I came home, and everything laid on for us. Duke was down to Kelly on the boat, up at
Dover.
Dover. That's why I said we had these stuff on the shoulders and then we had to stop.
Yeah.
Onto the train, right up to Manchester, all worked out. So there must have different trains because they came off that area, I remember quite well. Up at Manchester, I went outside, the bus was waiting to take us wherever we were going. So they took me, but the trouble is, I'd had any sense that they got a failure. So they went right through, got to Blackburn. Got to Bury, got to Blackburn, got to Accrington, got right round, tracking right from Bury, Accrington, right round to Blackburn, right round to Paddington, had to walk up the road. They were off at Accrington, they'd been better off.
Yes.
But when we went into Manchester, the crowds there, and the, you know, celebrating, and when I got to Accrington, they were saying they had down the road, they were dancing, and when I got to Clapton, it would be 12 o'clock or more, and they were doing the same there.
Yeah. You were living there in Hampton, you said?
Hampton, it's a village going to the Burnley Road District Council.
Yeah.
We were born in Hampton.
Yeah.
So, I was there then, it was 10 years ago then, I think it was. So when I came back, I'm sorry, excuse me, a few days after, we were told on this draft. Now, what they've done, on your pay books, they had, according to your service and your age, anything over 26 you were eligible for your service overseas, and you put it in the police for 91. And my group was 27. Being a cigarette and a drug operator, that's the only reason, because I didn't go. But all of us, my group and all, were sent to join the South Lancashire Regiment, and there were 300 swaps. The old group for the young group. So we wouldn't be running into the signals, but by ourselves, we went to join the first time in the South Lancashire Regiment, who was in third div, and originally they were supposed to go to America for the Far East. But the Far East division was sent out to the Middle East.
Right.
And that's where we went to Palestine.
Okay.
So the colonel was there, bid us all goodbye in the square and the station. And off we went to join the South Lancashire's down outside of Brussels.
Yeah.
Where I met the people who'd been so good to me before when I was the East Lancashire, I think it was nothing. Then we moved from there to Paris, got on train, right down to Toulon, got on the boat at Toulon, docked at Portside, on the boat, on the train, right down. To a finish in the desert, a place called Cassassin, which was lovely all right on the sun,
and the water pipe.
So, only there, there too, they moved us to Mwaski Garrison, outside Ismaili, which was all the brigade, where things that after a while, the soldiers were to come to take of the dining room, that they asked me, would I take over and tidy it up, which I did. There was London 40 in the company, so I said, come to all this, where the morning, you go and wait here. 5 o'clock, I cooked and enjoyed 27 slices, 27 bread, ready for breakfast. I had all the plates there, served all the breakfast out, then cleaned it all up, then for lunch the same thing, then for dinner. So the inner company was 140 pots and two plates, three under one full plates. So I did such a good job, they said to me, would you can't take it on again? So I took it on, and nothing else to do, really. I said, he said, there's no more room, it's marvellous, you know. So I had these lads in there, being the old soul, you know. So they just the stool jumbled when they're serving it out, you know. They serve the meat down, they serve the potatoes out, you know.
Yeah.
This character, this day, this lad said to me, told me, he said, this fellow is really insulting me. He said, he didn't do the plate, you know.
Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah. He said, when you do it, it's a condition to meet them. I said, yes. And nothing to do that. So he comes up to me and he did. So I think he's gone. He gravy. Don't put that bloody gravy on my plate, I'll wrap it around your neck, he said.
Nice.
I said, now I'll tell you something, and just tell you once. I said, you open your bloody mouth again, I'll wrap the bloody thing right around your neck. And that finished it. Yeah, that finished it.
Yes.
Never more grumpy.
No, another word.
But so then he sent Jenko over here. He came through to Duke Josh, he said, the porters would come in, tell them what they have to do. He said, yes, and they're like, well, these fellas came in, we're not doing it, we're not doing this. I said, one word, do it or you're on a charge. I said, I bought it. We're not doing it. So they're on a charge. Never that. So then, you have to. Some more came in to join a club with me, and he'd just come down from Palestine. And he'd go into the back, he'd deserve a place to be cleaned, everything was spotless. And then the divisional director of medical services came down to inspect if the camp was clean, if everything was clean. And he inspected and it was perfect. So, of course, that was quite heavy and I was in. So, these lads came from Palestine, and he came to the centre and he was working and cooked me in the dining room. And he brought the stuff and all the food and baby type, you know, balance the style of all the sort of things. So, at that time, it was Ramadan. Now, I didn't know what Ramadan was, I hadn't a bloody clue. But you hear them, and I go, up in the direction, you know. So, as I took over first from this other fellow, they said, this fellow comes in every night, he's called Abdul. And he said, he's April, and he said, and it's on his door, it's a PR license, anything you'd like to take away off the paper, whatever it's like to take. So he said, you know what I mean? So, he said, he's presenting him to a pay for you. And then we had other fellows in ready cold outside, he said, and we always give him a drink of shy, that's very cold thing. I said, okay, we'll do that. So this boy, we were called Larry, used to come up to the door, and he had a £10 empty tin jumping. And out of the tea, he used to go for
him.
And he'd sit outside on the sand, and we'd give him some to eat. And he'd eat the drink, and he'd come back from working for another bless you. So, anyhow, night time, when we finished, and he couldn't have to. But the PRI was fetching the school. Next to me, they were in charge. He said, he said, yeah, half a cup, aren't you, Abdul? White smock on, you know. Starbush. Oh, yes, it'd be Ramadan. You want something to drink, yeah? Give me some tea. He said, no. I can do it. He said, what's this, Tommy? I said, okay. He's the old staff, he said, I took over. Smart. Okay, will you have some to look to eat? No pig. Oh, no pig. Well, they gave him it, but when it was spam. And then he told me it was bloody pig. And he said, oh, it's going to be so much. Anyhow, we left there. But before that, these lads came from Forest Land, they helped us out. And when they said they come from the Holy Land. I was in the park watching where they all cleaned up the place and everything. And I remember from when I was a child that I used to say to my mother, I studied, and I knew about it, and I had a great longing to go to the store where I wanted to be and see what it was like. And see, I must have to go out there. It sounds funny. And I said, and when he said it, I took my side because I remembered. I thought, I'm so close, I'm not going to go. 2 days after I'm in Palestine. So I get to Palestine, I landed on Mount Carmel. It came to Christmas, and I finished with the good guys. I didn't take it on my own, and I'm going. I'd done this story from then, they'd done a good job, it's all right. So when they moved, of course, we were in the undercounter, so they had to clean the same. So I went with my wireless set and I was back to look at Methodist Lodge. Now, it was day, it was Christmas, the day, it was Christmas Eve. And,
this is 40.
End of 45.
End of 45.
I think a day before. Come on. This old lady came in to the deacon, and I knew him, and he knew what he said, right, so since such, but I have to come here, you're going to Bethlehem for Christmas Eve. And I didn't say a word. And the other time, he said, why did you want to go? I said, yeah, I will, everyone to go. All right, come back, you're going. So I said to him,
your face must have shown a disappointment when they said, because they...
They don't say it. Yeah. What do you call this? I shouldn't call it.
Yeah.
They said, so I said to him, he said, oh, it's right, you know, you go. So I paid money so they could have a party for the city. So he was in the So I got Johnny Lamb went with me, Aaron Lamb, and somebody else. So when we get down to headquarters, you know, the coach, he was there, the party, get the place you could have gone there. So he said to me, oh, really, when you got one to us, when you get to Bethlehem, he said, just go and ask the custodian, that's he's in charge of it. He said, I'm just talking to Father O'Meara, a custodian, he said, and he'll get a special. So that was it. And I went everywhere, I went to that, everywhere I wanted to go. So I was there then in the company, and then the transferred back to our HQ.
But it couldn't have worked out better for you there, could it? Because to be in Bethlehem on Christmas Eve, it couldn't have been worked out better for you.
But a week before that, there was no time you went to go around.
Yeah.
You know, and then one there, and then that happened, and then other things happened beside. So I get to car HQ, so I put on signal. And my problem is, for this night, I said, well, what's it done? I'm on the night, it seems quiet, and I'm on the other one. I don't really like something, I'm going to the canteen, I don't know, I'm on the other one. But it rang. He was a CEO, and he told the Western Plain Butler, who became Major General Butler. Oh, Seymour, yes, sir. Who's that? I said, Neary. He said, no, you're right, it's Neary, he said, yeah. There might be some ladies or men tasked for us. If we do, just tell them that we've been called to the division headquarters, the absence of my son. I said, sir. So we went on. That month, I don't know when it would be. This female voice come on. Could I come on with that, please? I said, well, I'm very sorry. I said, yeah, look, Colonel Butler, I've been blue jacket, what's your life? Colonel Butler and the adjutants have been called to the division headquarters, but I'll get you the two chops if you wish. Say, oh, no, it's all quite all right. We'll call again. If he gets to come, just tell me that we've called. I said, all right, thank you. So off they went. So later on, I didn't bother to tell. I thought he was going to come up with him. What does it matter? But he rang himself and he said, oh, Neary, have anybody been? I said, yes, sir. No, I have been in the building. I said, yes, he rang. No, what did I say? I told them that you and the adjutant had gone to the division headquarters and would you like to speak to the duty officer? Oh, would he say? I said, so he said, oh, well, bring me again. Right, thank you, he said. 48, 9 years later, I went to Palestine, the foot department. I went to Normandy with the Regiment Association, which comprised both the South Lancashire, which I was on, and East Lancashire. And on this special trip, was the adjutant that had been the adjutant, and he's called Captain Jones, and he's Lieutenant John Jones. He'd be alright, he'd be playing hard with him. So, I'm talking to him outside the Pegasus Bridge. And he's listening and talking, so I said to him, sir, I said, you know when we're in that night job? He said, yeah, of course I do. I said, in the adjutant, he said, yeah. I said, well, I don't Colonel rang down and said, Rebecca, you want to ride it through? These ladies rang next to where you were at the headquarters. Yes, he said, I told him they rang that door, and then he went, oh. And then he turned around to the signal sergeant who'd been there. No, it's the signal sergeant, yeah, called Armitage, nice fella. He said, yes, he said, and the signal sergeant, he said, who did something he shouldn't have done, or he hadn't done too much. He said, and I told Captain Ashcroft, boot him, boot him.
Yes. Because that was 40-odd years after. 40-odd years after.
Yeah. Yes, it would be... It would either be... 90... When did we... 93.
Yeah.
'94, yeah. When we went to, you know, yes, and the Royal Military Spine. Mm. So, oh yeah, that's right, he's done. So I've seen him saying, breathing, well, I burned. So that's it, he's paid. So anyhow, that went away. So then.